Mark, that call and response thing with Mia Dore's voice and your guitar, is that something you rehearse?
It's not rehearsed at all. Everything we heard was just off the cuff between me and Mia. We are, it seems like we're just on the same page musically when it comes to that type of thing. So it works out really cool.
Do you get really engaged when you go for something like that?
Yeah, and it's just a very exciting thing that happens. It's really a lot of fun.
And I bet that crowds really go for that because they can tell it's spontaneous.
Oh, yeah, they can definitely tell. That's a really cool deal.
How did you find Mia Dore?
Well, I was playing a club in St. Paul, a private party, and I had to go, just throwing it out there, I had to go to the men's room, and so I had to go through another part of the place, part of the building, and I heard some music playing. I thought it was a CD playing. I just put my head in there, and it was her singing, and I was just blown away by how good she was. It just like totally blew me away. And she was doing a karaoke thing.
Oh.
Yeah. And so later on, you know, they had a break. I talked to her and her manager, Dee Dee, and asked them if they would like maybe to try doing something. And we had a meeting later, and now here we are.
How do you like the way Mia handles slow blues?
Mia, well, a good comparison I can make is like when Ella Fitzgerald sings A Foggy Night in London Town, you're there. So Mia does the same type of thing. She can drag you into a song, and she does it really well. And so that's why she can sing the blues so well. It's amazing.
What's the thing that makes a blues band instrumentally fine?
Well, I think a lot of that is just being in the moment. Just being in the moment. Like most blues bands I see that are great, or musicians I see that are great, they're in the moment. Like when they're playing, there's no future, there's no past. They're in the moment and just enjoying it. And that's when some really good music can be made.
We're leading to a solo of yours on the guitar for the song Revelation. What inspired this kind of playing?
Well, being that the recording I love a lot, and I've heard a lot of them, Take Six did it, and of course Yellow Jacks did it, and Robin Ford did it. And so you're trying to get the same type of vibe going as those guys did.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to do that is just release it, let it go, and just let it see what happens, because they're doing the same thing, and hopefully it works out.
You like the way this recording worked out?
Yeah, I mean, it's all really easy to pull stuff off like that when you have great players behind you. And when you're playing with great players, I have in my band right now at this point, so that's great.
are speaking with Mark Arneson of the Mark Arneson Band featuring Mia Dore. What's a real crowd pleaser for your group?
One that the crowds just love is Every Time I Roll the Dice by Delbert McClinton.
Oh.
And yeah, it's a good crowd participation song, and Mia just has fun, and when she does that, the whole crowd just has, the whole crowd just has fun.
For the band players when they see audiences really getting involved in a song?
Oh, it's just so give and take. I mean, that really helps the band, and yeah, it really helps the band pull that type of thing off when the crowd's into it like that.
It would seem that it's validation, because you never really know in a club if someone is listening, but if they're saying something, you know they're engaged.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. That's that makes the things a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
What's the best thing about playing in a blues band?
A lot of it's just like being on a sports team. When you're clicking, when you're seeing like a great quarterback march a football team down the field, sometimes when you have the right players musically, it's the same feeling. It's exactly the same thing. I just see such a comparison between the two. And you can't buy that. It's just something that happens, and it's just a lot of fun.
Information about the Mark Arneson Band featuring Mia Dore is available on Facebook. The group performs at Vu Carré in St. Paul, 8 till 11 p.m., Wednesday, February 6th. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.